see what happens. Yesh Mefarshim, so we're on the bottom of in the Ron, on the bottom of the Daf. Okay, on Chof Aleph on the Beis. Yesh Mefarshim says Nes Arva Be'Acheros Kula Masuros. Yesh Mefarshim Mishum De Dover Shebeminyan He Kigon Ki Karol Shel Balabayas. The chashivi v'lo batli, alvo kikaro shein and chashuvos batli beruba. Okay, so the problem is, why is there no bittul? I mean, there's in the Torah, midoraisa, chad betray should be batul. There's nothing about the stringency of the iser. So here we're dealing with let's take the kikaro, the reisha. We're dealing with pas. So it's a pas of iser that's nisarva ba'acheros. So why is it no bittul? So some say it's a davar shebeminyan, like a kikar shel balabais, and therefore it's chashuv and not bottle. But kikaros she'en chashuvos botli beruba. Okay, so this is going back to a little bit of you need a little bit of yardea, a little bit of chulin knowledge here, and midrabanan, anything that's a davar shebeminyan, basically anything that's a davar chashuv is not batal midrabanan. Okay, so that would include you have different categories, but this category is a davar shebeminyan. Davar shebeminyan means it's sold by number, not by weight. Okay. As machlokas, a further machlokas, if it's always sold by number or sometimes sold by number, es shadako limnos, a kol shadako limnos. Okay, but anyway, but vacherim pirushu kevan de iser avos kochavim ninu asurim ba no alfal pi she'ein on davar shebeminyan ubeperek basra yisbaru adinam halola b'siyat d'shmaya. All right, so not going to tell you here. So some want to say that it's the Chomer Isser. Now, is it a regular rule of Davar Shebeminyan, or is it a different thing over here? That because of the Chomer HaIsser, the Isser of Avodah Zarah is so Chomer, therefore there's no Bittul on the Isser Hana. But it still is older Rabbanan. V'igad Nuschi Degarsi Nesarva V'Acheros V'Acheros V'Acheros. V'lo daiki midigarsinim perikol zvachem shenis arvu ki amisik midishmuel amar li hana achlavos chavim de sveika osir v'osivile shmuel uporik ona damri kerushimon. Okay, so in kol zvachem shenis arvu, so that's an important perik in terms of the halachas of tarovas. So over there they said, when they said it in front of Shmuel, he said to me, "Leave avos kochavim, because that's a sveik, because the sveik sveika is aser." So what would be a sveik sveika? So a sveik sveika would be the iser into the taroves. So then each one is besafik, right? And then one of those into another taroves. So then the next taroves would be a sveik sveika. Because anyone you pick out of the second Tyrovus, you'll say maybe it came from the first Tyrovus and maybe it didn't. Right? And even if it did, maybe it wasn't the Isser. So that would be a Sveik Sveik Alehetter. Okay.
Why isn't that Dai?
Yeah, so he says, Ve'osiv le'le Shmuel u'porik ana de omri k'ribi Shimon vim isa lema Shmuel masnisen he. Elishmamino delogarsinon, Elenis arva beacheros kula nasuros. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but apparently, if this Mishnah was a case of sveik sveika, they would have brought down this Mishnah. But they didn't bring down this Mishnah over there.
Why are they calling right? The taroves a suffix?
That's what it is. One second. Yaakov? Hmm? We're good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand.
It's the taroves a suffix. Because you don't know which one it is. So we say each one is a suffix. The only thing is, we say that anything that has what's called nisar kavua is considered a mechza suffix. So there's no, it's not mutter. But it still has an identity of a suffix. They all are in a 50-50 suffix. So, in theory, you could get a sveik out of it into the next arrows. We say, kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. Right, we're not saying that all of them are usser. They don't all become usser. They're all besafik isser. And normally, if I have a rove, I'll be machria, the suffik leheter, so to speak. Right? But if I have no, but if we're mafkia the bittel, because of Dovah Choshev, then the whole Tarovas remains in the state of an Isser being Kavua in this Tarovas, and Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechzadami. I don't say that, I can't go to the Isser and say, Alpi Rov, this is the Heter. Now, can I say Kol Deparsh Merubah Parsh? No, I think we still say if this Nisr Kavua, we can't do that. If the whole Kvias breaks up, right? That's the Gemara in Zvachim. Nich Bishinu Denaidi, right? I don't remember anymore. But the Gemara over there is if the whole thing breaks up, then you don't have a Nisr Kavua anymore. But Isser Kavua means that there is definitely an Isser in the group. Now there's two types of Isser Kavua. Sometimes there's Isser Kavua that you know of, and sometimes there's Isser Kavua that you don't know of. If there's Isser Kavua that you know of, then obviously it's not, where's the Tarovas, right? But that's the famous case of Tisha Chanuyos, correct? That's the Tisha Chanuyos case. If I have 9 stores that sell kosher meat and 1 store that sells non-kosher meat, right? Let's say Nevela. And then, so there's not a Taroves. There's no mixture of stores, right? But if I go into one of them and I can't remember which one I went into, then that makes some kind of like a phenomenon of Taroves. Because in my knowledge, I'm uncertain which of the stores I went into. That's enough to consider it like a tarovus of a sort. But since there's an Isser Kavua, I can't go basarov. Right? But if I find a piece of meat on the street, then I can say, kol deparsh merubah parsh. Right, so then apparently you could say kol deparsh merubah parsh, even from Isser Kavua. Right? But I can't go to the Isser Kavua. I can't go to the Kavua and treat it like a yarov. Okay. We'll have to see where this takes us. Ready? So anyway, so he's saying over here that this Mishnah, at least, is not saying Sveik Sveika. It's not saying the case of Sveik Sveika. If it was a Taroves, and then from the Taroves into another Taroves, that would be a Sveik Sveika. And if that were the case, the Gemara in Zvachim would have referenced this Mishnah when it was dealing with the Sveik Sveika. But since it doesn't, it must be that this Mishnah is only one Taroves. Okay, Ella nisarva b'acheros kulan right. Ella shmamina de logar sinan Ella nisarva b'acheros kulan asuros. Ulinian alacha nami kaima hachi kaimalan de acheros b'acheros mutaros. Yeah, it's a very confusing topic. So, but he wants to say that lamaskana. That's how we hold. That the sveik sveik would mutter. Ukirav the amar hasam afilu sveik sveika davos chava mutter. Gabi Taba'as Avos Kochavim De Nofla L'Rivo Ume Ribo L'Rivo De Kaimalon Halacha Karav B'Isuri. So that's the case. If one ring of Avodah Zarah falls into 10,000 other rings, okay, and then from that 10,000 one falls out into another 10,000, so we say in the second Taroves it's a Sveik Sveika. Okay, ready? Man. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yolech HaNo'o L'Yam HaMelech. Yeah. So which case are we in over here? We're in... I mean, it seems we're in the case of Tarovas. Right? It seems we're in the case of Tarovas. Is Rabbi Eliezer going back all the way? on even the original case, or is he only in the Tarovis case? So let's see. And what is the Hana, right? Those are the two questions that we had left open. So he says, Pirush Rashi Zal, Dimei Hanoas Eitzim, Shehu Zal Sover, De Rebbe Eliezer, De Polig, Va Omar, De Yoluch Hano, Liyama Melech, Lav Anis Arva, Bilchud Polig, Ela Filu Pas Rishona, Be'ene, Yoluch Hanoas Eitzim, Shenefes Bohem, U Muteres, Sherehi Atma Eino Elatarovis Isser. The Ain Kane Das Harav Alfasi Zal. Sherekos of Halochaka Rabbi Eliezer. De Omar Imnis Arva Pas O Abeged Bacherim Yolach Hano Liyama Melach. U Mishterule Kul Hu. So if you take a look in the riff, that's what he says. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, Dimnis Arvo HaPas, O HaBeged BaCherim, Yolich HaNo Liyam HaMelech, U'mishtru Lei Kulu. So the riff says, we passing like Rabbi Eliezer. But yet he says, the case is limited to where the Isser is Nisarev into HaCherim. And that's when you can, that's when you can throw the Hanoa into the Amalach and permit the remaining ones. And permit the other ones. All of them, sorry. But it's clear from the riff that just on the singular piece of Pas or on the singular Beged, it wouldn't help to throw the Hanoa Noas aids him into the Amalach.
Question?
Yeah.
According to Rashi, what's the Tzarovis in a plain Pas case?
I mean what he says when he says Sharei hi atma eina ela Tzarovis iser.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, that's a good question. That's a good question. What is the Iser of the Bega? He never really defined that. As we hold, Zevizegorim is mutter. Right? So it would seem you have to learn. That's what I told you, some of the Achronim were wondering about. How do you consider the, what do you consider the Beged? Is it considered one grama? Or is it considered like Shvach Eitzim Ba Beged? It seems like it's one grama. The grama is the loom. But is that considered
it's like Nisarev? It's like the Tanur case, where like you don't say when you're creating the Tanur that the substance of the Tanur is a separate goring.
Right.
So like the threads that you're acting upon aren't like a separate goring. That's just
right.
The substance
exactly.
That's being acted upon.
Exactly, it would be like the tanur itself that you baked with the oven. I mean, with the wood. But there, when you use it, it's a zev zegorim. Over here, the beged itself is also. But what he means when he says it's in this arev, he means to say a taroves. He means to say you have the substance of the beged, and it's usher because it has some identity of the iser ma'urav in it, in some way. Maybe not a physical way, but the shame of the Avodah Zarah has invaded the entity of the Beged. No one worshipped this Beged, right? No one worshipped this wool. The substance of the Beged was not the object of Avodah Zarah. So why is it usher? It's usher because it was contaminated, so to speak, by the Avodah Zarah. So that's like a tar. It's calling that a tar. Just like he said, Zevzeh Gorim is midin bittel. So, in the same sense, there's some kind of a mixture in here. There's some kind of a tarovus of the iser into the heter. That's what he wants to say. It doesn't become iser atzmo. It's not. Can't say it was. It's an entity. It's not takrovus of Ozora. It's not takrovus of Ozora. The Tabas case, by the way, is a Takrovas of Ozara. Here, it's not a Takrovas of Ozara. So where does it become osur? So he's calling it a tarovis isur. It tangled with the isur. It got tangled up with the isur. It got entangled with the isur.
So does he mean by that like the product of the thing would be the equivalent of, let's say you had tarovis of odazar, like the ring, when it's mixed with other rings and there's tarovis, so that tarovis would be equal to like here, which is the product.
That's the way he's learning Rashi, right? Something like that. So you can take, so you're saying according to Rashi, you can throw the no'as. So now it's certainly clear that if you're going to go with the piece, we weren't sure when Tosus was saying that about Rashi if that was correct or not. But it's clear from this Ran, that's how he's learning Rashi, that if you bake the bread with the Eitzim Shel Asherah, Rashi holds you can be Molech Hanoah Li'amel. So then of course it's the Hanoah of the Eitzim, and Tosus is right. According to Rashi, will be Matir the Pas. And it says Nisariv, he's learning, he's going back on all the cases. But will you be able to eat the pas? Or is it just mutibano? Well, there's no difference. Mm-hmm. I'm still not
sure. That's where we saw the Rashi on the next page, where he said that only the Hana is mutter.
Right, seems like that. They're only talking about Hana.
Is there a Mishnah like that? Only the Hana is mutter by certain things that are from Ovdei Kochavim. I guess that's just Ovdei. Things Ovdei Kochavim are just mutter by Hana. I think
right.
Pas was included in that, but not mutter by Achila.
When you do this, when you yell to the Amel stuff?
No, like there's a previous mission in Avodah Zarah that mentions that. That like Pas Shel Ovdei Kochavim.
Uh-huh.
Is mutter
b'hanah,
but
asur b'achila. Oh, but does that just mean like pasakim? That might just be like the isser of like bishulakim and stuff. I'm not sure if it means
right.
All right. So anyway, so what is the machlokas? Let's go a little further. V'chein das harav rabbeinu Moshe bar Nachman zal. Like who? Like the riff, huh?
I have Maimon.
You have Maimon?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm reading the wrong line. I'm sorry. V'chein das harav rabbeinu Moshe bar Maimon zal perk shvi milchus v'chavim v'kosef sham sheyolch demei osa hapasli amelch. Oh, so check the Rama. Does he say then it's mutter b'hanor? Or says then it's mutter b'achil? Let's see in Avodah Zarah. Is it in Avodah Zarah?
Yeah.
Perk shvi. He says like this. Okay. Not on mimena eitzim asurim ba no. Hisik ben satan or yutzan. Yachach yatz.
Which, I'm sorry. Sorry, Rebbe. Which parak in halacha
are you in? I'm in Zayin Yud Gimel. In Avodah Zarah. So it's basically the Mishnah. Notal mimena eitzim asurim ba noya. Hisik bohen asatan or yutzan. Yachkach yasik be eitzim shel heter viyofe bo. Oh, it doesn't distinguish between new or old. Ofa bo es hapas velo tzoneno. Hapas asura ba noya. I guess because it's shvach eitzim abas. Nisarva ba cheros. Yolich de May, well, he's got a different gear, so. Yolich de May, Oso hapas liyama melach, Kidesh lo yehene bo, Vishar hakikaros mutorin. Did he have a different gear, so? Oh, no, he's saying the gear, so. He's saying Chain Dasa Rambam is like the riff.
Right.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood it. Right. It sounds like they're mutter completely, right? I mean, he doesn't distinguish. And what about the next case? Notal mimena kad kad v'orag boas habeged osur banoya. Nisarev bigodim achirim yoluch to me osur habeged liyam melech v'shar bigodim mutarim. Right. So, but he's talking about the Nisarev case. So he learns only good if it's Nisarev. Okay, and then it's Demei, and then it's the Demei Hapas. Okay. Yeah, the Gra says. I mean, they take the Gra from the Shulchan Aruch. Mashma af ba'achila, kidas ha-rosh shom. B'shem Rav Ben Yona, udlo kiharazo. So apparently it's machlokas Balamor and the other Rishonim.
So the Rambam holds Demei Hapas, and Rashi holds Demei Eitzin,
right.
Is Rav Elazar.
Right, and it seems like Rambam's learning it's Mutaba Achila at the end.
And maybe that's, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so what do you want to say? Let's just line up some more sheetahs. And then he's got the riff and the Rambam together. V'chein das harav Rabbeinu Moshe bar Nachman zal u'machrien kein mitnan v'perak basra. So the Ramban is machriya this way because of the Gemara later on, which is as follows: Yai nesach shenofal lebor kulo aser bahano. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer yimkor kulo chutz midme yai nesach shabo. Upaskinem bigmar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. V'amar Rav Nachman hasam halacha lemaisa yai nesach yain biyain aser. Chavis b'chavis mutter. Stam yenam afilu yayin b'yayin nami mutter. Alma kol sheyesh kan bivadai tarovus iser shalavos kochovim lo samchinan leidrov shemim gamliel lemochro leovti kochovim chutz midmei iser shabo. Umishum hachi amrinan aval lo yayin b'yayin v'kevin shekein vadai im apas hi be'enei. Shadavar yadua shiyesh bo tarovas iser avos kochavim lo shari lamachra chutz midme iser sheba v'kol shekein shein lo latira b'takanto shiribi Eliezer dain yolach anol yamelach devadai b'ribi Eliezer ika kula tvei midrim shemigam liol diilu midrim shemigam liol eno nena mina iser klal v'kan nena mimenu lacha shiyolach anol yamelach lefikach nira advarim. She'i efshar lahatir b'takanto shrabi Eliezer yosemi b'takanto shrabi Shimon Gamliel. Elo ki heichi dhosam b'yayin nesach yayin b'yayin osur chavis b'chavis mutter hochanami b'derebi Eliezer. This is all the Ramban. This is all Ramban's argument. U b'stam yenam ki heichi dhosam afil yayin b'yayin mutter hochanami b'derebi Eliezer. Okay, so he wants to say that what? The Ramban's argument is, if by Yayin B'Yayin, Reb Moshe Ben Gamliel is not, we're not matir to sell it, Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shabo, we won't rely on Reb Moshe Ben Gamliel when it's Yayin B'Yayin, meaning to say, when the Isser is, what's it called? When there's bivadai tarovus iser shalavos chovim. When there's a definite iser of tarovus iser of os chovim, namely yayin v'yayin of yayin nesach, then we don't rely on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says you can sell it chutz midmei yayin nesach shabo, right? And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's heter is better than Rabbi Eliezer's takana. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's heter, the maisa within the very maisa hanah that you're doing, you're excluding the ayin nesach. The hanah over there is selling it, right, and being a nene from the demei, from the damim, and in that sale, I'm excluding the demei ayin nesach. So in a certain sense, in the maiso hano'o of the entire vat of yayin, I am not gaining in that mechira from the presence of the yayin nesach. So the maisa mechira is, I'm doing the maisa mechira as if the yayin nesach wasn't present. So in the hano'o of the yayin, I'm excluding the hano'os yayin nesach. So we could say I'm not even being a nene at all from the yayin nesach. But with Rabbi Eliezer's takana, you're offsetting. I'm doing a maisa of hefsid, keneged the hanah that I'm going to get. But the maisa, I'm being a nana from the yisr when I'm doing it. It's a maisa hanah. And just saying, I already suffered, so I'm getting back to zero. But it's definitely is a bigger cooler than Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So his argument is, if we don't rely on Rebbe Shimon Gamliel when there's a Vadai Isser present, namely Yayin B'Yayin, then we certainly shouldn't rely on Rebbe Eliezer in that same circumstance. And the Pas itself is a case where the Isser is banned. I mean, there's an Isser that's even if it's a Tarovas, it's still Nisarev in the entity that we're, it's no different than Yayin, it's no worse than Yayin B'Yayin, it's no better than Yayin B'Yayin. That's his argument. His argument is the Isser in the Pas is no better than Yayin B'Yayin. And so if we're not going to rely on Rav Shimon Gamliel by Yayin B'Yayin, we certainly are not going to rely on Rav Eliezer by Yayin B'Yayin. That's the Ramban's argument. Yeah.
Does that make a difference here that the Pas is a product? Whereas the Yain was a worship itself, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. He doesn't seem to care about that right now. You're right, that is a chiluk.
What was the question, sorry?
Oh, that the Pas is only is more distant, it's only a product. Here he's just calling it all a tarovis. It's a good question, though. Wow, this is enormously complicated. Let's go a little further. Just want to see where he's going with all this. So that's the last case in our Gemara. The Hosef Arav Zal Vikosov. The is arvo le chaviso, the stam yenam. Oh boy, the chamre. So the riff, right here, says when he's talking about the case of where Rav Chista was mati the guy to throw the zuzim into the river, and use the rest. That was a barrel and barrel case, right? That was a barrel and barrel case, and the riff says it was stam yenam. Okay, which is reducing it to a drabanan status. And so he says, "Ahu gavra dis di arvale chavisa dis stam yenan." Interesting. Bechamra, bechamre. Yeah. Then he went to Rav Chista, and Rav Chista said, "Throw it in the ocean. Throw the four zuzim in the river, and then you can have the rest, and then you can be nana from it." Yeah. So he says, that's interesting, because I thought we rely on Rav Shimon Gamliel by Chavis B'Chavis. Wasn't that what the Ramban was saying? He's saying, oh, we don't, right, Chavis B'Chavis Mutter, even by Yayin Nesach. So why didn't the Rif say Chavis B'Chavis? Why, if it's Chavis B'Chavis, why couldn't he use, why didn't he, except this. So what's the answer? The answer is because he wasn't selling it. He wasn't doing Rav Shimon Gamliel's trick. He was doing Rav Eliezer's trick. Right? He wasn't selling it. Chutz midmei nesach shebo. He's going to be a nana from it. Mm-hmm. Right? So we hold. We don't rely on. We don't use Rav Eliezer whenever there's Vaday Yisr in the Tarovas. We can. we can use Rav Moshe ben Gamliel provided it's chavis b'chavis. Everything becomes very highly detailed. Right? You have to differentiate between all these cases. Even though when you're doing chutz midmei nesach shebo, there's vaday yisr present, but yayin b'yayin we don't allow, chavos b'chavos we do allow. But it's pointed like this. Let me just see what he's getting at. I think that's what he's saying. He's saying that, what do you see from the riff? The riff says that, I was just guessing what he's about to say, that, lost the spot. Because of this arvilei chovas distam yeinam b'chamrei, l'fisha huzal sover, midamrinan b'chamrei, v'lo aminan b'beine dani diyayin, oh, I'm sorry, got the wrong guess. Diyayin b'yayin hava, v'lo chovas b'chovas. So he wants to say that the riff is learning the case that yayin fell into yayin, not barrels into barrels, and not chavos b'chavos. The kaven shekain al korchoch b'stam yainam havi. But now he's equating Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shmuel. Di bi yayin nesach nimsa shayay shahayinu matirin b'takanto shir Rabbi Eliezer yoser mi b'takanto shir Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel. Right. V'efsha. So he's saying that the riff is learning the case of yayin b'yayin, and therefore he held it's impossible to use Rabbi Eliezer's takana in a case where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's wouldn't work. V'chein nirdas harav alfasizal sheshtei takanos ha'elu shavosein. Interesting. So he wants to say they're exactly equal. Sheri lamata v'perka socher hevi alo da'hid on Rav Nachman. Halacha lemaisa yayin esach yayin b'yayin osur chavis b'chavis mutter. So if you look at the riff where he quotes that halacha, so what's the chiluk? Yayin nesach. If it's yayin b'yayin, it's osur. Even chutz midmei yayin nesach shebo. And if it's chavis b'chavis, it's mutter. And stam yainam afilu yayin b'yayin mutter. He says, "Hach uvda de hocha." Right. In other words, by that case, he brought this case. Dahu gavra this arvei chavisa d'stam yenam b'chamrei. So the riff brings this case down. He quotes it over there with the Rebbe Shem ben Gamliel case. So basically, sof kol sof, he's saying like this: that what. We don't know Rashi. Rashi we don't understand. Rashi holds that Rabbi Eliezer's takana works even by the pas atzmo. Even by real Avodah Zarah, right? Even by real Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Eliezer's arguing on the whole on even the initial case, not just the Nesarif case. But the other Rishonim learn Rabbi Eliezer's Takana is at best equal to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's. And since we paskin by Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that if it's Yayin Nesach, Yayin B'Yayin, that we can't rely on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we certainly can't rely on Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, whenever it's yayin nesach, yayin b'yayin, and we wouldn't rely on chutz midmei yayin nesach shebo, we can't rely on throwing the demei yayin nesach into the yam. And therefore, if it's real yayin nesach, it'll have to be like a chavis b'chavis kind of a situation. The only time we rely on yayin b'yayin is if it's the Rabbanon. So it seems like it's not so much following a purely theoretical, rigorous structure. It sounds like there's a lot of kulas and chumras just involved. at least in the psak level. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel himself had a shita. We're going to rely on him sometimes and not at other times. You know what I mean? That's where it's like a little bit of a different kind of a question, as opposed to the absolutes of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel.
Which I'm sorry, what, are you saying that they're defining Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, or they're
no,
saying when to use?
That's the thing. They're not defining him. Like he says, Samchina Nalei. We rely on him, or we won't rely on him. But he himself doesn't seem like he's limited to specific cases. Certainly not limited to. He certainly doesn't distinguish between Yayin Nesach and Slam Yayin himself. Doesn't seem like it, at least. And now he's saying that the riff is equating the takana of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer. He says ve'ein kein das haraz alevizal shehu sover the afal gav de bedivre Rabbi Eliezer ika kula tfei. Huh? There is a kula tfei. Afilu hochi mahani. B'yayin nesach, afilu l'yayin b'yayin. He's saying, even though the Baal HaMor says, even though Rabbi Eliezer is more lenient, we'll rely on him even in the very strict case, even in the most strict case of yayin b'yayin, of yayin nesach. Even though we won't rely on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's a contrarian. So once again, he's saying, the Baal HaMor says, let's say you had Yayin Nesach, Yayin B'Yayin, which is the worst possible case, right? We will not allow you to use Rebbe Gamliel's heter of Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shebo, but you can be Yolech Demei Yayin Nesach Liyam HaMelech. Oh, because he's not going to let you drink it, though, right? That's what the Gros said. But what's the difference? Even in terms of Hanoah, what's the difference? I mean, why is it worse to sell it all Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shebo? Right? It would seem you're being less of a nana. That's the problem. How is that possible? That you cannot sell it, all of it, Chutz Midmei Yayin Nesach Shebo. You can't simply deduct it from the sale, but what? You can throw the Dmei Yayin Nesach into the Yam HaMelech, and then feed it to your workers. Or sell them one at a time. Right? Mm-hmm. Interesting. So he says like this. So what's his reasoning? He says, V'kol yoev taima l'milsei, Mishum dohacha kevin demolech hanoa liyam melach. Here we go. Harei hu kilu nifte isuro shalavos kochavim. See? He's homing in on that word. On the Rabbanon's critique. Ein pidyon lavos kochavim. So Rabbi Eliezer's learned it has a different matir. His matir is pidyon. Once you have a pidyon, that's matir everything. But selling a chutz midmei yayin nesach shebo is not, there's no mice of pigeon. She'af al pi she'ein avos chavim yotza'as midei yisura b'pigeon. Now, even though it's true, you can't really have a pigeon. The Rabbanan are right. There is no such thing as a pigeon to avodah zarah. There's no such thing as, it's not like mice of she'ini. You can't take money and be poded the avodah zarah and remove the identity from the pas. Okay. But he says like this, Kol shenis vatel min haTorah, since it's already batel midoraisa, he kilu chachomim bekach, shenire oso kiilu hu hi niftis. A lot of fuzzy lines here. Since it's already batal midoraisa, so midrabbanan, they were lenient with this method that looks like a pigeon. The kevin shekain, a filo the yayin b'yayin sagi b'achi, kevin sheisur nistalik, Oval b'drabanan b'drab shemigam liyal kol sheyisa besocho ain anu matirin b'yayin nesach shikach tomim miyayin shehu nesar b'vaday machmas taru vaso. But b'yayin b'yayin b'rabingam liyal, since all of the wine is usher because of the taroves, we won't let you take money for any of it. V'hayin d'lo maflaginan b'drab eliezer b'yayin yayin b'yayin l'chavis b'chavis. V'nimtz l'dvorov d'be'ofa bo es ha'pas afilu lo nis'arva yolich d'me ha'etzem li'yam ha'melach u'mutter. How is that possible?
It's not the
Rabbanan. It's not the Rabbanan. V'chein b'yayin nesach afilu yayin b'yayin. How did he make that step? Kevan she'isur nistalik ol b'rabbanan. Right. He says, "V'ha'in d'lo maflagina b'rilias b'ein chavos l'chavos, b'yayin yayin b'chavos l'chavos. Of ebo es ha'pas." That doesn't seem like a good deduction. Certainly not if you're gonna say the reason is because it's bottle already midrabanan, a bottle already midraisa. Do you have the Ran himself on the? You have the Ran himself.
The Ran himself.
Yeah. Do you have Chidushei Ran on the Vozara? I don't know.
Thanks. So the Balamore saying that you're able to be yoyach liam even for the yayin nesach.
That's right. He's saying since everything is really mutter. Since everything is right, he's saying since everything is really mutter midaraisa. Because it's bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Eliezer holds there's a tikkun of pigeon, and that'll actually be matir everything that's left.
And because it's matir midiraisa, but even though it's matir midiraisa midin tarovas, you're still not able to sell it. Chutz mi yichovizu.
Right, but since midrabanan there's no bittel on the yayin esach in the taroves, so all of the yayin is an iser taroves, and therefore Rav Shimon, we won't allow you to do it. Let me see if you guys anything. What does the Baal HaMor himself say? He says. Yeah.
Where's the Baal HaMor?
It's on the next side. Oh, you don't have that? Did I not send you that side?
Oh, I do. I have it. I got a big one. It's right. Okay, got it. Who got them?
Right. He says, Chavisa di Isura b'chamre. Kachi agir sabrova smarva rivzal kosav chavis tzam yena. Right. V'li nir afilu yayin nesach, afilu yayin b'yayin, kachu dina. Yavagav the Omar Rav Nachman halacha yain esach yain b'yain aser lo kasha kan kodem pidyon kan lacha pidyon ud Rabbi Eliezer lechud ud Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lechud v'lo kan nogin b'hadi adadi v'lo midi. Yep. So he says the het of Rabbi Eliezer is different than the het of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is dealing when there is no pidyon, when you weren't poda. Here he's dealing if you were poda. So if you were poda, then everything is mutter, even yain b'yain yain esach. Ve'efshad the sphere lay lehu de hadadi It's possible for them to hold both. V'efshar depligi v'adadi. It's possible to argue on both. Miu anan kaimelan kiter vayu. Kiribi liyezu b'pidyon. Ukim shem gomlil b'yayin b'stam b'yayin. U'b'stam yayin. Deha afsika hilchuzak evasayu. Avagav de kaimelan d'yesh pidyon li yisur d'voz chavim. Hani miliyay de tarovas uvano. Ova b'ene. I don't understand. How could he say the riff of the Balamor holds his way? Saying it openly. We only hold pidyon l'isrovos chovim through tyroves and bahano. But if it's be'en or ba'achila lo shema inan le Rabbi Eliezer dam yesh pidyon. U b'shar isuri ano nami lo amru yesh pidyon lo gamrinan me isuri avos chovim. Interesting. We don't even use that trick, and we don't use the trick of pidyon by other isuri ano. That's funny. He says maybe there's a kula. Maybe the reason why pidyon works by avodah zarah is because it's tofes damim. That means to say, if I sell avodah zarah for something, that which I get in its place is aser. Just like peros shvius, that's what the Gemara has in the end, in the last paragraph. If you have peros or shvius, so you're allowed to eat them, right? Peros that grew during the Shemitah year, they're for eating, specifically for eating. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to do mekach hamemkar with them. And then the braisa goes through a whole long chain. If a guy sells peros shvius, so of course the pair of shvius remain shvius, but what he gets in exchange now has the din shvius, meaning he has to do achila in the zman biur. And if he keeps, and then they keep exchanging that for something else, it keeps moving. But that's tofes damim. But if I had basar b'chalav, you wouldn't just say throw it into the al melech, because there's no phenomenon of tofes damim. By Basim Chalov.
Rabbi, can you just Rabbi, I my line got cut off there. Can you just say again? What's the idea of tofes damim?
So he's saying that the heter of pidyon, maybe the heter of pidyon is totally on the din on the din that there's tfisas damim. So you have that by two cases. You have it by avodah zarah and by peros shvius. By avodah zarah, whatever I get in exchange for it is also aser midin avodah zarah. And by shvius, anything that I get in exchange for the peros has the same restrictions as the peros themselves. So it has to be eaten in the zman, in the shas biur. It has to be used for food, and that food has to be eaten in the shas biur. So so he's saying maybe the heter of pidyon is dependent on this phenomenon of being tofes damim. But if you had basar b'chalav that got mixed into your, let's say you had a chaticha rulis gabi to basar b'chalav, so we consider that itzer atzmo, and then there's no bittel, you wouldn't be able to throw the damim into the avmelach, because there's no relationship between the damim and the isser. There has to be some relationship between the damim and the isser in order to say this is a pidyon for this. That requires a phenomenon of tfisas damim. Now, although the tfisas damim doesn't remove the isser, right? But it relates the isser to the damim. Of course, this is all in the Rabbanah framework. Biavvisharin l'rav Rebbe Shmuel Zal me rumrug. All right. Shekosav ki yuadin la'orla ukiloya kerem lo nira lanu kain. So they say that you can always do this idea of pidyon, but he doesn't agree. V'leisa l'masnisan d'tanan chodesh yutatz. All right, now he's on to other stuff. Yashan yutzan elabein chodesh bein yashan yutzan, because we hold zevzei gorim as mutter. Okay. Avalim ofa as a pas behesegetim shel hashira pas asura be'anoa at sheyolech hanoa. Here we go. Liyam melach. Dehaifsika halacha b'psachim, d'omar yesh v'achetzim b'pas. V'dvarim alol muvuorim kol tzorkim v'per kol sho'o. So is he saying that that's a drabana? Is that what he means? A little ambiguous in the end of the Balamor. But that's what he sounds like he's learning. Sounds like he's learning that really Zevizeh Gorim Mutter and Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas is a Chumra Midrabban.
Why is that significant? Pigeon?
Because he's saying you can't do it. You can only do a pigeon when it's really mutter already midaraisa.
Okay, so you get the whole sense of the mutter.
So how is? But we were assuming the pas itself is also midaraisa.
Right.
But he sounds like he's learning now that pas, since it's really zevizeh goyim mutter, but yeshvach eitzim bepas, and then therefore it sounds like he's saying. You can throw the Dmei Eitzim. But he doesn't say Dmei Eitzim. He says Dmei Pas, no? Does he say Dmei Eitzim? Or he just says Hano. He's ambiguous. But it doesn't sound like it has to be Nesarev. But didn't he say on Rabbi Eliezer it was talking about Nesarev? He says Hani Milay De Tarovas, Ubano. But he's calling this a Tarovas? Not clear. Let's go a little further. Let's go a little further than the run. Okay. Let's see the Ramban first. It's a little one. The Milchamos. He says Amar Kosef E F Shalomar Cain. Alright, so he's now criticizing the Balamor. For criticizing the riff. Okay. And this is basically, I guess, what the Ron already said. Okay, so it'll be easy. He says, that's wrong. Shekevan shafilu l'machro l'avos kochavim lohiti ruho. V'yafu pisha eno nena mimenu klal. M'vnei shenesar hakol b'hano v'i ruvo kimohu. Kol shkin shlo nati l'holach hanos oliyam melach. Shari neser hakol b'hano. Rabbi Eliezer saw a love game pigeon new. I see. Boy, it's interesting to learn machlokas. Vachinami deka plugs of the chavis deilu yain biyain lo. Yeah. And that's also, you can see that from the machlokas of the chavis. But if it was yain biyain, it wouldn't work. So it does sound like the Ramban is interpreting the Balamor to allow the pigeon on the pas. The cave and iser vehetemu raven bo havale kiyayin nesach biyayin she'oser vein lo heter olamas chaim pirush. Rabbeinu Agadolzal, be'or of pas ubeged a seifa. He's only learning it on the seifa. Ulezek kivein bozed dehocha yain biyain hu midarminan v'chamrei v'lomar beini dani. That would be barrels. V'rav chistok v'mshemigam liel havi matzi le'oruye. If it was beini dani, then he would have passed like v'mshemigam liel. Ella to just sell it chutz midmeyan as well. El detava le avad le sheitiu la no atzma ulecha morav ulepolav. Vani chochik bezel lahachmir v'leim achavus b'chavus davka hitiru lezer. Ov yain b'yain aser bein b'yain nesach bein b'stam yainim zed nosif b'yir b'psochem b'ezva shamayim shesham herich. Whoa, boy. So he's that's the machlok between the Balamor and between the Ramban and the Rif, whether Rabbi Eliezer is equal to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel or inferior. Okay, let's just keep going. I just want to see what the Ran himself says. Okay, and then we'll have to figure out what we're going to do with this. Take a look at the Ran. So basically, now he quoted Rashi. He brings down the Ramban. I'm sorry, the Rashi, the Rif, the Ramban, and the Balamor. And now he says he has his own way. The Ani Omer, Lo Kedivrei Zeh, V'lo Kedivrei Zeh. So we're back on Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Smack in the middle of the page, first word on the line, V'Ani Omer. Lo Kedivrei Zeh, V'lo Kedivrei Zeh. Elo, Be'ofa Boaz HaPas. Afilu Nisarva Yoloch Demei Ha'etz L'miyam HaMelech V'Pas Muteres Kirashi. Interesting. So that is Rabbi Eliezer is even on the first case, on the pas itself. Ubiyayin nesach ubistam yenam dafka chavis b'chavis hu. Damrinan diolch demei achas mehen liyam melech vashar mutarin. That's strange. And if it's but in order to use Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's heter. So it sounds like he's going a little bit more like the Balamor so far, right? Because he's saying the takana of Yoloch Demei Eitzim is even on the thing itself. Well, 1 second. That's by the pas. Wait a second. But Yayin Nesach and Stam Yenam. Why is that? That doesn't make sense. Only when it's chavis b'chavis can you throw the demei the damim b'yam. That's weird. I don't get it. Why is that worse than the pas?
He holds it's only the product, but it doesn't matter if it's derech or derabanan.
Sounds like he's going that way with the products. V'ashar v'tal yayin b'yayin lo. V'afilu b'snam yainam. Devade lishna diyoch hanol liyam melech daiki kedivrei rashi zal. Dainu hanoas eitzem v'lo demei pas. Vishenis arva, dimkin mai yolich hano, havale lemeimer yolich demei echad mehen liyam melech. Kidam v'gmar shkol dalit zuzi demei chaviso elavade mashma de ahanoos eitzim koi k'divrei Rashi zal. All right, that's not going to get us anywhere. Umiu akati meha lo irio de. Avadokoi velo on this arvo. But it's still not clear. In other words, you can prove what you're throwing into the Amamelach. He considers that a proof from the Lashon. It's clear you're throwing the Hanos Eitzim. Because if it was the Pas, it would say throw the Demei one of them in there. So it's clear you're throwing the Hanos Eitzim into the Amamelach. But it's still not clear. That doesn't prove that it's talking about a case of the pas itself. It could be a case of the pas when it's in Zarif, right? So he says you can't prove that from the lashon. Da filu nema de anis arva koi kedas oso kat shel rishonim zal shapir ikal mema de beholechas de me atz eitzim sagi, right? They don't have those. You know, it doesn't have to go hand in hand. It's not because you say. It's only when it says Arev that it means you have to throw the Demei HaPas. It could be you hold it only when it says Arev, but only then can you throw the Demei Eitzim into the Pas, into the Yam. Kishafu l'daitam zal shein mashrin had Rabbi Eliezer l'rabban l'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo mar d'chi hechi d'hosam lo sagi b'yayin nesach l'yayin b'yayin hocha nami hocha lo sagi l'pas atzma. So just because they're saying that Rabbi Eliezer is only in a similar case to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they're making them equal in that regard. That just like for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it won't work when it's Yayin B'Yayin. which is the tyrovis of the iser itself, so too it won't work by the pas itself. Minayin lahem lehifriz al amida v'lomer shepas ba'atzmatei nasis iser. How do you know that they hold the whole pas is also? V'yitzorach lolch liyam melech kineged kula. V'alo afo pi she'ein anu matirin ba'achas mitakonos halolu guf echash nes arev bo bevadai iser Torah. One second. V'alo afo pi she'ein anu matirin ba'achas mitakonos halolu. Even though we're not going to be matir with one of the takanos, Guf Echad, one piece, Shenis Arif Bo Bevada Yisr Torah, meaning to say, we won't be matir, Yayin be Yayin, or the Pas itself, because those are both cases of one Guf, namely the Yayin, or the Pas, that has Yisr Vaday Nisarif into it, right? So they're equal in that regard. Lost the spot. Hold on. Right. Afal pikein in lahachmir v'lomar kishen nisarev b'acherem shen nireh oso kiluhu guf iser. But that doesn't mean that when that bread, let's say, mixes into other breads, that we have to look at the whole piece of bread like a chefza of iser. Shere'ena meduma mehachometz umayim she'uvim. Post on Elfi Chesra. In other words, we don't have a Chaticha Nas Nevela phenomenon here. Lefikach eini roe mahis kikam loma shiolch de mea pas li amelch. I simply don't understand why they require such a thing. Shafil lefi daitam sagi b'dmei etim. In other words, I can understand you don't want to be mati the guf echad. So you have to wait for it to be in a sari. But why does he have to throw the dmei pas into the yam? That wasn't the hanoa. The hanoa was the dmei etim. The lashon of yolech hanoa also doesn't prove that it's talking about the case of the vadai, meaning his interpretation like Rashi. So what makes him think that? Ma shemaz ki kani lomar kain dafilu bevada yolof de meha noas etim. As you can't tell from the lashon, he holds you can tell from the lashon that you're throwing the deme etim and you're throwing hanos deme etim, but you can't tell from the lashon if it's going on the case of this arev or even in the case of the piece itself. So how does he make his decision? So what made him think this way is Mishum Dahad Rabbi Eliezer Lo Shaicha B'Rabbi Mishum Ben Gamliel Klal, like the Baal HaMor, that they're not related to each other at all. Rabbi Eliezer's heter has no Shaicha to Rabbi Mishum Ben Gamliel's heter. The Bigamor Amrinan Omer Rav Ada Bar Ava Lo Shno Lo Shanu Elapas. That's our Gemara. Ovo Chavis Lo. Right, so that's the machlokas in the Amoraim here. That what is Rabbi Eliezer's heter going on? So the first manda Amr said, Rabbi Adabar Ava said that Rabbi Eliezer is only by the bread, not by the barrel. And Rav Chista said, even on the barrel. Right? Ubaloshna zeh kos of Rashi's lo shanu. Diyesh pigeon elapas mishum de lo minkara be iser mamish. So Rashi said on that line, right? That was the line that was confusing us a little bit because it seemed like it was going earlier, but we didn't realize it was going on this part until later. Anyway, so it means like this: that Rav Elazar's heter of pigeon only exists by the pas. And Rashi says, because by the pas, the iser mamish is not, the iser is not minkar mamish. Aval chavis shel yayin nesach shenes arva b'chavil shel heter. Let's say I had one chavis that's mixed in with others, one iser barrel with others. kula nasuras ba'anoa, ve'ein lo takona beholechas hano'o liyam ha'melach, lahatir v'limkor chol chovas levada. So he's just quoting Rashi. O lashkosa, mehem lechamorim obdiko chovim. You wouldn't be allowed to do Rabbi Eliezer's takona. Mishum de'ise le'isura be'ene. Aval le'mochron kulon le'ovdeko chovim chutz midmei ha'inesel shabohen da'ashlomas hani mechoves de'isura shori. Right. So that was Rashi distinguishing our case, our heter of tikkun, from the heter of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And once again, he's saying that according to Rav Ada Bar Ava, who holds, you can't use the heter of takon of Rabbi Eliezer by the pas itself. That certainly he means by the individual piece of bread, and that's Rashi Shita. He's saying, right, and you wouldn't be able to use it. I'm sorry, I messed it up. That Rav Ada Bar Ava is saying, right, Rabbi Eliezer's takona in the pas won't work by a barrel of yayin nezach, right? Because the iser in the pas is not an iser that's nicker. You never mishtamish with a nicker iser cheftz entity of iser. That's when Rabbi Eliezer's heter works. That's when the pigeon works. But if you had a full barrel of wine, you wouldn't be allowed to throw the demei chavis b'yam and be mishtamish individually with the barrels. But, he says, you still will be allowed to sell them chutz midmei yayin nesel shabohen. So he's saying Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's heter would work in the case where Rabbi Eliezer's won't. Right? That's Rabbi Ada Bar Ava. Uke'uvda nami dahu gavro dis arva le chavisa di sur b'chamrei. Rashi says on that case, v'nishtru l'cho b'ano l'machrom levad levad o lasos mehem schora o lahashkos mehen le'ovdi kochavim. So he says, Rav Chista holds, you can use the takana of Rabbi Eliezer, and throw the demei yayin nesach into the yam. Sounds like barrels, right? And then the rest of it you can be mishtamish with levad levad. V'lo domi hach milsa Rash says lepluksed Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel v'rabbanon depligi perek basra b'yayin nesach shnofel lebor kulo oser bano. And Rashi says that this machlokas has nothing to do with that machlokas. The Rebbe Shimon Gamliel yimkor kulo lovdi chavim chutz midmei yayin nesach shebo. Dehasam tervayu svira lehu kirabonan dehacha de'ein pidyon liyayin nesach umiyu ki mezavein lo chutz midmei yayin nesach shebo lo mezhani miyayin nesach midi ad kan. She takes out that troublesome part of the be'en. Umeata ein lilmod midalo sharinan b'de Rebbe Shimon Gamliel biyayin nesach yayin biyayin. So too, he says, you can't learn in reverse. Just because we are not matir, chutz midmei yayin nesach shabo by yayin biyayin, right? The hachinami lo sharin and also pas atzma. That doesn't mean beholechas demei eitzim. That doesn't mean we won't permit the pigeon in the bread. Deha taroves eitzim bepas kiel tfei. Dimehai taima omer avado lo shonu elapas. So he says like this. Which is an easier heter to come by? The heter pas of yolch tmei nesach liyam, or the heter of chutz midmei yayin nesach shab. Well, no, let's put it this way. Which is easier to be mati with the takon of Rabbi Eliezer? Pas or yayin that's nesariv? So he's saying pas. And you can prove that from Rav Ada. Right? course, Rav Ada is saying that the heter of Yoluch to Meyayin, of being Moluch Domim to the Yam, will work by Pas and won't work by Yayin B'Yayin. Well, was it Yayin B'Yayin or was the Chavis case? It was the Chavis case, right? Yeah. He says like this. She'anu lo shanu ela pas lefishein mamish ha'iser be'heter. V'yavagav d'ramin and yeshvach etzim be'pas. Hainu lo mashu chomor yoser mizev zegorim lefi she'to eles ha'iser nikar bo. Thanks for telling us now. Okay. So what's the svar of shvach etzim be'pas? Interesting. Of a lo shehe b'taroves mamish u'bevadei shoye roi lomar lo. So now he has a different svar of yeshvach etzim b'pas. He says, what's yeshvach etzim b'pas? That the whole purpose is achieved and evident in the bread. It's really zevazeh goreim with a chumrah. That's what he's saying. He's saying it's a zevazeh goreim with a chumrah. Zevazeh goreim means that the shame of the isser is batal because we view the goreim as one cheft, as one entity. And that creates a bittul of the individual part, as we were saying initially. But yesh shvach etzim b'pas is saying that what? I don't know. I don't know what he means. The benefit, the utility of the fire is evident in the bread. But it doesn't really mean it's mixed. Because he's saying, Rashi says it's not, well, Rashi says the mamish is not nicker. It's not really a mixture of nicker, of a mamish. What does he call it? Lefisha to'eles ha'iser nicker bo. The toelis of the Isser is nicker in it. So it's not a svara like we were saying. I mean, he's changing. At least he's not learning Tyrovis anymore. I think he had some Tyrovis in we didn't get that from nothing. I think in Pesachim he used that lashon. But over here he's saying it's different. It's really Zevazeh Goreim. But it's like a goreim you can't ignore. Since the toeles of the fire is clearly evident in the bread, it makes it impossible to ignore it. But it's not. So it elevates it. It elevates it as an essential cause. Even though it requires a companion, even though the tanner was assisting it, and Lamaisa, they were both joined to the cause, to the product. But Lamaisa, it's clear. I think someone was saying this a couple of days ago also, that between the oven and the fire, it's the fire that's essential, and the toelis of the eish is nicker in it.
He's explaining what the toelis of the yeshvach etzim b'pas in the pas itself is explaining.
So he's saying now he's saying that according to Rashi, yeshvach etzim b'pas is just like a chumrah within zevazeh goreim. Really, zevazeh goreim is mutter. But when of the two causes, it's evident which one is essential in the product, Then we say shvach yeshvach etzim b'pas. So now he wants to say that therefore therefore, the heter of the takana of Yolech Demei Eitzim L'Yam HaMelach is applicable to the pas itself, and not necessarily applicable to the Yayin B'Yayin. And that was what Rav Ada was saying. He says, let's just finish the thought. He says, that's what Rav Ada says, Lo Shonu Ela B'Pas, Ova B'Chavis Lo. Now he says like this. I guess gotta find the spot again. Where are we? Let's see. Right. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. He says, right. He says, "D'mehai time on Rav Ada lo shonu ela b'pas l'kishin mamish yisur b'heter v'avagav d'ramin on yesh v'achetzim b'pas haynu lomar shu chomor yosem izeh v'zeh gorim l'fish t'vel sisur nikar bo avalo shihei b'tarovis mamish u'b'vaday shoye roi lomar lo l'Rav Ada lo shonu ela b'pas aval yayin lo d'tarovis yayin b'yayin hu domeh Lepas velo taroves chavis bechavis. Ela mishum hachi noka chavis bechavis. I'll take help on this part. Ubevada, I show you. Roi loma lo, Rav Ada. Now, we could have responded to Rav Ada. That's what he's saying. Rav Ada said it's only by pas, because there's no mamish iser in the heter. Right. And even though it's a shvach etzim b'pas, it doesn't mean that. Now, we really could have said to Rav Ada, lo shonu ela pas. It was, why did Rav Ada say pas and not chavis, right? That's what bothers him. I think this was bothering him over here. That's what Rav Ada said, no? Is that what he said? No? Right? He said, "Well, yayin lo, the tarov is yayin b'yayin, who doma lepas." We could have really said to him, "No, no." I think he's bothered. Why is he chavis, not yayin b'yayin? Right? Is that what bothers him? He doesn't mean we could have said to him, but he could have said. Roy Lohler, right. I don't know. I think he's saying, why couldn't Rav Ada say, you know, Nada was saying that that pas is really not a taroves, right? In other words, if you're going to compare, if you're going to go from pas to chavis b'chavis, it sounds like pas is a mixture and chavis b'chavis is not. Correct? Yaakov with me?
And then why not is a mixture?
It sounds like in the comparison between from pas to chavis means that what's the distinction? Pas is a mixture, and chavis is not, because chavis they're distinct, right? But yayin b'yayin would be the same as pas, right? You with me or not?
Okay.
But now he's saying pas is really not a mixture at all, right? So then he should have said pas compared to yayin v'yayin. Now, if you're going to go on a, if you're going to, if you're going to compare things, and you're going to say this yes that no, so they can't be the same, right? And the best expression would be to take the very next, to take the exact differential. So if the difference between pas and the other things is that the pas is not even a nesarev, and the other things are, then he should have said pas versus yayin v'yayin. Pas is good because there's not even a tarovus of isser in it. It's just a big zevizeh gorim. But anytime there's an isser involved at all, we wouldn't say Rabbi Eliezer. So then why did he jump to the chavis? He should have gone pas, yes, but yayin b'yayin, no. Because yayin b'yayin is you don't have any nicker isser. Going to chavis sounds like pas is an isser that's nis'arev. Chavis is an isser that's be'en. Right? But in his svar, the pas is not even an isser that's nis'arev. So then when he meant pas, yes, he means only when there's no tarovus. So then why didn't he say yayin b'yayin? No, that would have been the better, the bigger chiddush of tarovus. So he says he really could have said that. He really could have said that. Ubevadai shohaya roy lo marlo rabbi alaravad lo shonu elo pas over yayin lo. The tarovus yayin b'yayin who domer le pas. Below taroves chavis bechavis elamishum elamishum hachin nagi chavis bechavis lomar chavis bechavis lo sharinan v'koshkein lo sharinan yayin b'yayin. It's a little messed up. Where's the aleph going to? Afilu. Lo shanu el pas, over yayin lo, right? Why is it that? I mean, that would have been better because tarovus of yayin b'yayin is similar to pas, not a tarovus of chavis b'chavis. That's what he should have said. He should have said a more similar case, right?
What did he actually say?
He said chavis. He said, lo shon of a pas, of a chavis, b'chavis, lo. So why didn't he take a more similar case? He really could have, and probably should have. But he didn't. Hold on. Right. He didn't. Lo shon apostle chavis lo, right? So why didn't he? So he's saying, this is why he said it. He said chavis b'chavis lomer afilu chavis b'chavis lo, right? V'kol shkein lo shirin yayin b'yayin. All right, so maybe my logic was a little different, but basically he's saying on the contrary. He's saying if chavis doesn't work, certainly yayin b'yayin won't work, right? If when they're distinct, okay, so I had a little bit backwards. But anyway, Rav Chista de poleg ale lo poleg ela bechavis. But Rav Chista only argues by the chavis. The omar afilu chavis. Vilu yayin b'yayin lo omar. Wow. So now he wants to say that according to Rav Chista, only chavis is good for the pigeon of Rabbi Eliezer, but not yayin b'yayin. So what's the logic, though? He's saying, if chavis is usher, certainly yayin b'yayin is usher. But it's possible that chavis is mutter and yayin b'yayin is still usher. So, and that's all you see that Rav Chista says. Well, mi'ata minayin, it was if Rav Chista wanted to be a bigger makel, he should have said yayin b'yayin. So therefore, where does the Balamor get the idea to say, yayin b'yayin, sharinan b'takanto, shor Rabbi Eliezer, afal pi, shehu, mechalek, v'omer, She'ein lilmod chumra b'tarovus yayin b'yayin b'takanto shel Rabbi Eliezer mitakana shel Rabban Shimon Gamliel, even though he's mechalek and he says you can't learn the chumra of yayin b'yayin You can't learn from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to Rabbi Eliezer. Afal pikein kevan de Rav Adar Rava hu oser afilu bechavis. Rav Chisda the Polagale lo omar yayin ela chavis minayin lo lahafriz alamida. Ulahatir filu yayin biyayin kevan de chazina de mefalgina and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel bein yayin biyayin lechavis lechavis. Vezen nir shudas Rashi zal shekosa v'nishtaru lecha b'hano. Lemochron levad ubavadai dehachi nami sharu lemochron kulam biyachad. Of course, ubavad shlo yarev, shlo yarvom. So he wants to say yayin. Rashi would still say you couldn't do yayin biyayin. If you'd mix them together, it'd be aser. Ela rotzer ravzal leesor chavi tarovus yayin biyayin. Mishum de misugya and lo mashma ela heter chavus bechavus. Ela shavu pisha davar borer delekel mishri. Mishmaitin b'takanto shel Rebbe Eliezer b'tarovus yayin b'yayin la'achar shenis arev hoyev shalomar shekol sheholech hanol yam melech kodem shenis arev af orvan achar kach yei mutter. Man, so he says maybe you could still say though that if you did the takana before the tarovus, then it would be mutter after. Ela sher rav zal machmir lesa tarovus yayin achar holocha ki kodem holocha. Aval kodem alocha vade davar bar she'ein lahatiro mishmu asenu shelo kedivrei raz halevi zal. I'm just looking for a place to stop. V'chein lo hoya lehem l'vishonim zal lilmod iser pas atzma mimayda srinim b'yayin nesach yayin b'yayin but that comes from Shimon Gamliel. Tamucha b'gemora de'ef shel ha'akal yosef b'pas l'fi shelo nes arev bo mamosha shel iser u'lefikach nirin advarim. De pas he atzma shori bolechas de me iser of a biyayin chavis v'chavis shori of a biyayin nesach yayin biyayin lo shori afilu b'stam yenam. He doesn't differentiate. Mishum de'igav divrei Rabbi Eliezer kula tfei lahanot lehanos mitarovas iser ba'atzmo lo rotzalat tarovas yayin biyayin afilu b'stam yenam ulefikach lo huzker kan chilak bein yayin nesach stam yenam. Wow. One second, let's go to the end. He says, and the story with the guy who had the barrels and they threw the money in the water. That would be Bain Chavis that would be a Chamri, that would be a Chavis Bain Chavis. Who Bain Shayamiyai Nasach Vadai Omislam Yinam Dinam Shova. Zehu Daiti Bidvar Malalu. Even though this is not the way I wrote it in the Chidushim, v'achar zman nisyashavti davar v'davar. Woo! So he says, even though in the Chidushim he comes out with a different psak, it took him a little time to work through his zuya. Wow, that's monumental. Oh my goodness. I don't even know where to begin on this. Alright, let's take stock of where we are and figure out what we want to do. What's the rest of this? The rest of this is Yerushalmi. About it looks like he's talking about color, right?
What?
Color? Tzovea? That's Tzovea. If you use the vote of Zohar to dye your clothing. Hmm. He's got the Rumrugi. He's got the Rumrugi.
I see you.